Staff and parents at a primary school in Milford say their school building is no longer fit for purpose, and they've pleaded with the Minister for Education to grant them a new building. At Scullwira, pupils' toilets have no hot water. The hall has been partitioned with polling booths to create space for teaching. Our North West correspondent Shauna Corrine reports.
The community in Milford, County Donegal, held a protest yesterday to highlight their case for a new school building. Parents feel Milford's primary school, Scullwira, which was built in the 1950s, is no longer fit for purpose.
My children have went to school here. My grandson is at school here, and I'm getting all emotional. I am the cleaner, so I work here, and I see what's going on here. Children are overcrowded in classrooms. The sewers are overflowing. They are just not fit for purpose.
The National School has 219 children and two toilets and one staff toilet, which is an absolute disgrace.
I was at school myself here in the late 60s and 70s. There was no hot water then. There's still no hot water.
Staff wrote to the Minister of Education, Norma Foley, about their situation.
Shane, this is our hall, but as you can see, it is actually partitioned into four separate classrooms. We have our photocopying facilities here, which are used every day. The classrooms are partitioned by polling booths, which are going to be used in the upcoming general election. They will have to come down, as we're a polling school, and go back up again. It's not fair in this day and age that these are the facilities that we have.
School principal Sharon McVeigh-Peoples says conditions are cramped.
What we have here is classrooms that are of sizes of 26 to 51 square metres, whereas in a new school build, class sizes are 80 square metres. So the children are in very cramped conditions. It's soul destroying for our staff coming in here day in and day out, trying to provide the very best education for our pupils under these conditions. It's just not fair. The building's no longer fit for purpose. We don't have any green space. The yards are atrocious. We have children falling daily. We've had two children in hospital in the last number of weeks due to their injuries.
My oldest girl hurt herself out playing in the playground. She had to get stitches in her knee earlier this year.
The school is located near a busy junction and two post-primary schools. Road safety is a concern for parents.
The school at the moment, it's in a very dangerous location for dropping kids on and dropping kids off and collecting them.
The road is so dangerous in the morning when they're walking to school. We only live up the road. There's no path. It's not safe at all.
Everybody's just turning a blind eye. It's not fair. It's not fair on our kids to be treated different to other people's kids.
Former Deputy Principal Sheila Friel says enrolment has increased in tandem with Milford's population growth.
Shane, the school was too small when it opened in 1959. There's been a huge growth in population in those 65 years, and yet in the year 2024, the school is still too small.
Scullwira has been gifted a greenfield site in a nearby location. A spokesperson for the Department of Education said its officials are engaging with Scullwira in relation to its application for a new building. Chairperson of the Board of Management, Father Stephen Gorman, has called for a decision.
The call on the Minister for Education today is that Milford needs a new school. We need a yes or a no decision in these days of the election. We want on the capital plan, Shane. That's what we're looking for. We're asking the Minister for Education to make that known to us in these days.
And that was Father Stephen Gorman, Chair of the Scullwira Board of Management, speaking to our North West correspondent, Shane O'Corrine.